The new season of Unsung premieres tonight with their episode about Taj, Lili, and Coco, sisters with voices, SWV. Lili is on the phone. Good morning, Lili.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Oh, we're so happy to hear from you.
How you doing?
Oh, likewise. I'm great. I'm blessed. I can't even complain, you know?
Have you seen this episode of Unsung?
I didn't see the episode. I have not seen an episode, so I'll be watching just like everybody else.
What can we expect? Like, what aspects of the group are they going to hit, Lili?
I mean, everything. The highs, the lows, and the highs again. I mean, you know, everybody asking that question, and you will definitely see how petty women can be sometimes.
Right. Now, I was there with you at the beginning in your debut album on MTV when SWV just came on the scene.
Yes.
I remember I'm like vividly remembering our interviews and stuff. And what would you say would be something that you would say that you, if you could do it again, coming into the game, what would you have incorporated when you first started?
I would tell, I tell a lot of young up-and-coming artists is that, you know, sometimes most of the time you have to have passion for the music. You have to have passion for the art, because there's going to be times where, you know, radio don't play you. People are not going to acknowledge you as, because a lot of people, I think, get into the business for the wrong reason. And they come in the business, they wanting this fame and making all this money, and sometimes that's the last thing that comes. So, you know, when all fails, you still have to love what you do. Sometimes you have to take that guitar, go in that room, and just play. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I love
that.
So
that's what I tell. Yeah, that's what I would tell a lot of up-and-coming artists, because, I mean, you know, ain't nobody real loyal these days.
Right.
But you also have to love yourself, too, Lili. And you have had, you know, you have admitted that you were very, very depressed and sad after the group broke up. And so what was your saving grace?
Well, it was like a marriage for me. I mean, because we were together more than we were apart. You know, I mean, it was just one of those moments where I felt like I allowed people to dictate whether I belong here or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go into my own four walls and say, you know, how selfish of you to want to commit suicide, to even think about that, you know? Allowing people to call me a has-been, allow people in the industry to make fun of me. I mean, we all hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What years were the best years for SWV?
Oh, my God. I would say that the first year we came out.
Which was?
No God. One. 1992, 93.
Yep.
I would say it was some of the best years of our life, because we were new people. You know, we found this newfound fame. The music was popping. We had no idea that we were going to blow up as much as we did. But at the same
92.
Time, you know, yeah, 1992.
Will there be a VH1 biopic of SWV, and who will play you, Lili?
Well, you have to stay tuned, because they're talking about it. I think, let's go by the online poll. They feel that, what's the young lady's name? Oh, God, Lauren London.
Okay.
They feel Lauren London to play me. And I'm cool with that, because she's cute.
Yeah.
And what about your other sisters? Who would you see playing them?
Well, Coco loves 7th Streeter. She feels 7th Streeter to play her.
Yeah, that's
and
dope.
I think Todd thinks that the young lady from Erica from Love & Hip Hop looks a lot like her. So, Little Scrappy's baby mother to play her.
Baby mom. Well, I want some more music from you guys. I'm a big fan of the group. I'm so proud of the ups and the downs, because it takes a lot of downs to get back up. You understand?
I'm proud
for you guys.
And a lot of people don't talk about it. Like, it's taboo to talk about your downside, your downward spiral, or your setback. A lot of people keep that a secret, but it's not a secret. You know, once you go through something in life, you have to talk about it and give it to somebody else so they can be helped. So that's what this episode of Unsung is about. It's about forgiveness. It's about love. It's about sisterhood. It's about friendship. And it's about sometimes we work together, but we don't necessarily like each other at that moment. So we have to get back on that train and figure out, like, how do I like my sister again? How do I like my brother again?
Because, well, you haven't seen the episode of Unsung yet. I want to hear how you feel about it. Call us back and let us know how you feel about tonight's episode of Unsung. Lily,
we definitely gonna watch it out. Check it out
from SWV. Thanks.